The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyamba Radio, its sponsors, Beander Media Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
Is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Shyamba.
Oh, go ahead and cue Betty for me.
I see one, I see two, I see three, and that's it. Let's keep this shit short.
Bloody hell, Betty. You got it. Love you, smooches.
Puck, you never give up to you, Roger. Back to you, Anthony.
Hey, everyone. This is Anthony in Tampa.
Hey, everybody. It's Joe in Studio B in Chicagoland. By the way, our chat room is open at www.shyampa.info, and our phone lines are ready for you too at 813-327-8566.
I like open chat lines.
It's me, Betty, your lovable artificial personality unit, and this is episode 144 of the Joe and Anthony Show. High quality judgment free forklifts for Monday, August 6th, 2018. Background tracks used on the Joe and Anthony Show were created by Kevin MacLeod. Visit incompetech.com for more. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with the Skidmark free TP segment. Take it away, guys. Betty.
Betty went out well before she was supposed to go out. Bye, Betty.
Bye, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
Gotta love that crazy robot. How was my day? Oh, well, you know, my day wasn't bad. I spent a lot of time traveling around to sites today, but...
Did you use Travelpedia?
Did I do what?
You use Travelpedia?
No. I just use my car. I just drive my car, you know, and I just kind of drive that through the wonderful traffic of Tampa, which is painful, very, very painful, very painful. So, yeah. But other than that, my day wasn't too bad. I was lucky enough not to get caught in the afternoon thunderstorm today, you know, and that's always a good Florida goal in the summertime to not get caught in that afternoon storm, because it can be a son of a bitch sometimes. And
do people get into even extra stupid driving mode?
Oh yeah. For a state where it rains like probably 70% of the time, 90% of the people can't drive in it. And it's horrible. It's absolutely horrible. So, but yeah. So that was my day. But other than that, you know, it went pretty well. How about you, Joe?
Well, my day was pretty lackadaisical. It was my day off. And I actually kind of slept in just a tad bit. Because woke up at 1:30 in the morning.
Wow.
Just woke up. Something downstairs must have went really loud in the bar. Decided it was going to blast its last call or whatever, and I was up for about an hour.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
Yeah. Well, see, the mistake, though, that happened is I smoked up a little bit, and then so I fell right asleep.
Oh, okay.
Great. But when I woke up, I was kind of groggy.
Yeah.
I was like, I should have gone to sleep for a little bit longer.
Like, you could have, like, probably used, like, another hour or two.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know how that goes sometimes.
And as such, it's sort of made the entire... It just sort of set the tone for the entire day.
Yeah. No, I can totally understand that. I can totally see that. So, but yeah.
So what you got for us in your weed corner tonight?
Well. All right, so let's do the first my first weed corner story, and this one comes from High Times. Alaska joins other states when it comes to seeing a tax windfall due to cannabis sales. Alaska, the state of Alaska, collected more than $11 million in marijuana tax revenues from cultivators in the 2018 fiscal year. The state only estimated an income of $2 million of tax revenue. So almost more than five times their estimate in tax revenue. The tax money is being invested in crime reduction and drug programs. Alaska is considering a change to the tax code to tax lower quality flower at only $25 an ounce. Currently, all flower produced is taxed at $50 an ounce, and leaves and stems are taxed at $15 an ounce when they are sold. All right, is your light like doing some crazy things in the background?
Well, if you were in the chat room, you would know.
I was busy reading this script of mine, so I could, I mean, I could sit here and read 5, 5, 5, 5, 5. Tonight's Chicago Studio Light Show provided to you by Philips Hue, a lighting system, in conjunction with Philips Hue Sync, a Windows 10 app. Although I think when it does that, I think it degrades the sound quality a little bit.
Oh no.
Well, it's that it's you're changing a lot of pixels at a time, so there's more video to stream. That's what happens. Welcome to the world of the internet. Welcome to the Comcastic internet. So, our next weed story of the night. This comes from Leafly, and you know, there's craft beer, craft wine, craft ice, and probably even craft toilet paper. So why not have
craft toilet paper?
Craft toilet paper. Why not have craft cannabis?
Made with a million count.
A million count toilet paper?
Yes.
A million counts of what?
Cotton.
Okay. That's a pretty thick piece of toilet paper. So you might need to use both hands for that one. So away from the craft toilet paper, we're getting back to the craft marijuana. Rejoice, the age of craft cannabis has now descended upon us. Yeah, isn't that lovely? Aren't you excited, Joe? Craft cannabis.
I sure am! Oh, my God!
Yeah, exactly. And then, yeah, that bouncy, oh, my goodness. That made everything go crazy. oh, my goodness. Yeah, so California, known as the Emerald Triangle, will probably always... Yes?
Did we talk about Alaska raking in $11 million already?
Oh, yeah. We talked about that like a few minutes ago.
Okay.
Wow. Do I have a time warp? I thought I had a time warp button on my cart machine, but I don't. Damn it. I never, ever had to use it until just now.
Wow. Oh. Okay, go on. I'm sorry. Carry on.
Move along.
Oh, so Joe, tonight's sub episode title is Joe Forgets Where We Are. We should do that. We should put in a little parentheses when we come up with subtitles for the shows.
Okay.
If we can, I don't know. Might make it too arduous. Anyway, so we have California, Emerald Triangle, probably always will be the corner market on American craft cannabis because of optimal outdoor growing conditions. Many dispensaries are mostly selling production-grade cannabis that is grown indoors, and it is not always high quality and may have traces of heavy metals. I'll take some kiss with that, please. Craft cannabis will give you the healthiest effects of all, as well as it is organically grown, which you probably pay obviously a very big premium for that as well. So
I would imagine
you need a fancy mustache or a fancy dress.
Or that would be like a once every
a once every kind of 6 months kind of thing. Yeah, it's not like you're going to be going shopping at the organic cannabis store every day. At least I know we are not.
You have to pay cash, I'm assuming.
I imagine. California.
You can't pay with your Amex card.
Unless the, yeah, you can't expense that shit, Joe. Betty will shoot that shit right back to you. and Dick White won't go for it either. But,
Dick White.
Dick White. Can't forget about Dick White. So, yeah, but, well, unless you're in L.A., because remember, they're trying to get that Citibank, that, not the Citibank, but the L.A., the Citibank of L.A. or L.A. Citibank, not affiliated with Citigroup.
Yes,
Citibank.
Correct.
Wow. That is kind of confusing.
True, but, you know, that's the world of banking for you. Just
that
one little change in the letter will make it a difference of the world.
Oh. Yeah, there you go. So we have some TP in the corner.
We sure do, and since we have some time...
We do. We have like 9 minutes. What the hell? We are in it. I got to find that time warp thing, because I think we're both having time warps tonight.
Hey, did you have a comment or follow-up to anything we've said tonight, or do you want to be a part of this unique you experience? Well, then give us a call at 813-327-8566. We're going to keep pushing until we get to episode 420, so smoke them if you got them, and give us a call, because we're going to keep doing it.
I'd like a smoked ham.
Before I go into my little Chicago protest TP, I wanted to make a mention that about the website.
Ooh, yes,
the website. I added a menu item to the website. It's called Personalities.
Ooh, I must go look.
Well, I wanted to keep track of the different personalities that we have throughout the show or throughout the station or throughout the carts or the weather from time to time. Depending on how creative one of us is feeling at the moment.
I believe we can also, in this template, people, staff members actually have a web page. You can create like a web page, like how I do for the shows, the template for the shows. You can do like a staff member with a picture and everything.
I just wanted to make sure that before I did that, that wasn't opening up any security holes.
Oh, okay.
But I wanted to put an actual menu link to kind of like clue our listeners in to the fact that when you hear these personalities being mentioned, it's not just some random pull it out of the ass moment.
Mm-hmm.
It was in the initial beginning. But now
and it stuck around.
Yeah, they stuck around. You know, so from time to time you may hear these names and our personalities referenced. We at Chiampa Internet Radio firmly believe if you can't hire a good talent, you make it up. We'll have more biographical details added to these soon. So you got Chip, the newsman skipper.
We need a picture for Piccolo.
Right? Piccolo, the missing secretary, Portencia.
Yeah.
We got Dick, copy editor, accounter, White. Betty, wisdom, Chiampa. Roger, the janitor, Chiampa.
Yeah.
And we got Ezel, beekeeping, clay people wrangling, McAdoo.
Yes, Ezel. We definitely always have Ezel.
Now, Chip Skipper, he is not only fictitious, but he's real, too.
Yeah, it's kind of one of those strange types of things.
He's a dual-purpose...
Dual-purpose type of thing.
Right. So.
So.
Well, there you have it. You know, I just wanted to let you all know that... You know, we do have some crazy creativity here at the Chiampa Studios from time to time.
We definitely have crazy. There's no question about that. There's plenty of crazy to go around in the studios here.
You know, since we do have a little bit of time, I just wanted to kind of take stock of the fact that we are at episode 144. That's
we are. Wow, isn't that kind of crazy? 144. Who would have thought?
Yeah, right? But, you know, I've been on the search for, like, just different ways to enhance the hobby. And I think following Facebook groups is great and fine, but it's really just kind of that self-promoting and getting better as we go. And I think we've done that.
So, I think so,
yay,
too.
Yay,
give yourself a round of applause.
And with that said, let's go into my TP. topic tonight.
All right. Do you have music, or do I just let the background play? Okay,
we'll
just
let the background play. You can listen to what we've got. Okay. That's fine. So, Chicago protests, we got a follow-up.
Oh, yeah. What happened?
Well, activists got stuck in traffic.
Wow. Well, that's not a surprise.
So, like, getting to the point where they were supposed to start, you know, one of their buses got stuck in traffic, so they couldn't get there. They did get to Wrigley Field, and they did snarl up traffic, but it was kind of, because it was all planned, you know, there was fair, ample warning, and so people really weren't inconvenienced, they just had to go another way.
Well, they were inconvenienced, but it was a pre-planned inconvenience.
Yes. Maybe, they say, 150 people showed up to this protest.
Wow.
Which, I expected more. I expected more as well. I'm not going to lambaste any size protest. You will notice, though, in a link that I may or may not post to our Facebook page. You know, as a good photographer, you're going to try to get a message across. And when you look at the photos, it would appear definitely that there was more people.
Okay. Well, I guess that's good.
Well, that's just the angle, though.
The angle.
Not really.
It's all about the angle.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
So, anyways, meanwhile, the weekend of August 3rd and 4th here in Chicago, there were at least 12 people killed and 59 wounded in weekend shootings.
Oh, wow.
So, meanwhile, why aren't they protesting in their own neighborhoods? I acknowledge there's issues and there needs to be investment in the communities by the city of Chicago. But why do I have to suffer when I'm not the one causing your problems? Would you agree? Or not agree? Give us a call at the studios at 813-327-8566. And let us know. You don't have to let us know now. You can give us a call later and leave us a voicemail.
We have voicemail.
Just reference episode 144.
Yes.
We'll tie it together and maybe play it later in a future cast.
Exactly.
And with that said, unless you had something to say, Anthony, I'm going to play Roger's little doohickey.
No, why don't we go ahead and hear Roger's little doohickey?
You know, my program apparently crashed.
I see.
I hope it's saved.
That's not good.
You got it, Joe.
If you didn't know it, this is your National Day moment, read out loud by me, Roger Welfords. Today, August 6th, 2018, is National Root Beer Float Day, National Fresh Breath Day, and National Wiggle Your Toes Day. Well, anyway, enough of that. Anthony is going to push a button that stimulates the spinning wheel that Joe is going to pull, I think. Take it away, guys. E.
E.
E. E. Okay, all right.
Yay. Oh, it's the normal wheel.
It's the short wheel.
It's a very short wheel. I don't think that wheel counts.
You don't think that wheel counts? Do you want to do a respin on the wheel? Is that what you're saying? You want to respin the wheel?
We're fine.
Okay, are you sure?
The story sure counts.
Yeah. So there's always someone that takes something a little too far. Well, tonight the Huffington Post brings us one of those people who overinterpreted a popular gym's slogan. Eric, 34, of Plainstone, New Hampshire, took the judgment-free zone policy of his local Planet Fitness a little too literally when he walked into the gym, stripped down at the door, left his clothes and belongings at the front desk, walked back and forth across the gym a couple of times, and then settled in over at the yoga mat. Yeah, the gym was pretty packed with patrons. However, Eric kept to himself and seemed to be unaware that he was upsetting pretty much everyone else in the gym. I guess he didn't realize that the judgment ended there, or it began, really. He found the line of the judgment. When police officers arrived, because you know they were called, when police officers arrived, they said they found Eric in a yoga-type position, completely nude. Some gym customers said they suspected Eric was under the influence of something and that there were more witnesses willing to make statements than what the police could keep up with. When he was arrested without incident and charged with indecent exposure, lewdness, and disorderly conduct. Ooh, he had some drug paraphernalia in his possession, but it was unclear if he was under the influence of anything. He was released on bail for arraignment on the misdemeanor charge scheduled for September 21st. The only comment he made was that he thought it was a judgment-free zone, apparently referencing their slogan. Back to you, Betty.
Listen to these shows and more that we recast on Shyamba Radio. From Urbana-Champaign Independent Media Center, 104.5 FM, WRFU, which hosts the World Labor Hour with the lovable Dave, Gus, and Bill. And, from archive.org, the Daily Tech News Show with Tom Merritt and Labor Express Radio with Jeremy Mead Lucero. Be sure to visit shyamba.info for a complete broadcast schedule. Back to you, Joe. Betty, out.
Well, thank you, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
And it's time for your Shyamba weather. Yes. From Chicago's Midway International Airport. Don't forget, if you've got a hot tip for the Shyamba Radio Weather Department, give us a call at 813-superscript 3 subscript 2 superscript 3 327-8566. Again, that's 813-327-8566. You know, we have a little bit of time. I was watching a 1955 documentary from AT&T about dialing direct across the country.
Yeah.
And they were showing off like their very first touch tone. And yeah. I was like, it was so cool because it was like this modern art deco touch tone feel.
Uh-huh.
And I would love to have a keyboard like that in the station. But anyways.
You might be able to find one. You should Google it. There's a lot of different types of keyboards out there. Trust me. A lot of different types of keyboards. There's keyboard custom mania. Keyboards, custom and strange keyboards have become a bit of a thing lately. You might pay $200 for it, but it's become a bit of a thing for it.
Interesting.
I still won't pay more than $10 for a keyboard.
I hear you. Well, unless you're listening live, it's not currently mostly poopy doodles at 8 degrees Fahrenheit. The dew point is at 71 degrees and the humidity is at 74%, giving us a heat index of 83. And the winds are out of the northwest at 8. And for you pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 10 p.m. Cloudy, then gradually becoming partly cloudy with a low around 71. Tuesday, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 10 p.m. Then, a slight chance of showers between 10 p.m. and 1 a.m. Mostly cloudy with a low around 68. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 81. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 70. Hey, grab your favorite device and tune in for Headphone Meditations with John Dubose at 7 p.m. New York time this Wednesday, August 8th. Be sure to visit our website, shyampa.info, for a complete broadcast schedule. And hey, come say hi in the chat room, too. And that's your Chicago weather, folks. And now for the news.
And now for the news.
Bloody hell.
Oh boy.
Wow, I would be, I don't know, man. I would just be deathly afraid if a wild creature as big as a bear, for instance.
Yeah.
Was to come into my kitchen.
Yeah.
I'd probably piss myself silly.
Yeah, I do that when a cockroach shows up. I mean, Jesus, to see what the fuck I would do if a fucking something else like that showed up.
If a cockroach showed its presence inside my home, I would be in a panic. And everything would be upturned, upside down, inside out.
Inside out. Upside down.
Bleach, and I would probably get like all this powder. This place would probably be powdered to death. But anyways. From our friend Ben.
Hi, Ben.
A 95-year-old British Columbia woman said she had to chase a hungry bear.
Ooh, goodness.
A hungry black bear out of her kitchen twice in one day. Anna said she was watching TV at her home in a little island somewhere when she heard a noise in the kitchen and looked to discover a black bear rummaging for food. I was annoyed, Anna said. I told him to go, and then he just went about halfway to the backyard, and I said, no, go home. Anna said the bear sauntered off, but later, in the same day, she found the animal going through her cupboard.
Oh, my God.
So, woman, are you leaving the damn door locked or unlocked?
It seems that way. It does. It seems that way, doesn't it?
Right. But so she said, he made a regular mess. I was really annoyed with him. And so I told him to go.
Go.
He looked at me. And then he grabbed something. I don't know what it was. And he ran out.
Shit. Her dentures.
The non-angenarian said she was firm with the bear. Well, now I was really cross with him and I told him so. I said, I'm really angry with you. Go home and don't come back. I guess he believed me, because as far as I know, he hasn't been back.
Wow. You know,
she said she wasn't afraid during either of the encounters. I still rule my kitchen, she said.
Those Canadian women are tough, you know.
Yes.
They're tough women. All right. That sounds exciting.
Mm-hmm.
This also sounds exciting.
Sure does.
Wow. This sounds really exciting.
You know, air guitarists. Those are those really awesome, hot musicians that just, like, whip around in the air like they're going through, I don't know, an epileptic seizure.
With no actual instrument in their hands.
But
that's the best part about it.
On August 3rd, imitation I Can't Believe It's Not Butter musicians gathering in New York City to strum invisible instruments for the Air Guitar National Championship.
Is it really sponsored by I Can't Believe It's Not Butter?
No.
It should be. That would be awesome. If it was, that would be such a pairing. That'd be, like, awesome. Like, imitation butter and imitation musicians. They come together and they meet in New York City. I'm sorry, go on, please.
The event, scheduled for Saturday night at Rough Trade, New York City in Brooklyn, features competitors pretending to play invisible guitars to song of their choice in the first round. Top competitors making it to the second round will be assigned a surprise song to perform.
Ooh.
Officials said judges are looking at technical merit, stage presence, and the ineffable quality of Aerith. The winner of Saturday's event will represent the United States at the 22nd Annual International Competition.
Wow.
Later this month in Finland.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
Whew. Wow, that's kind of exciting. I think I might want to go to that. I wonder if we can get the station to sponsor that.
Right.
We'd have to ask Dick, but I would totally go on tour with
cover
that. Well, I don't know. I'd have to see a picture of them first. they may not be what we expect. So let's move on.
Aww. But hey, you know, animals like humans are strange creatures.
Ain't that the truth?
So, firefighters battling a wildfire in California found an unlikely pair of animals sheltering from the flames together.
Oh, wow.
A cat and a chicken. The Grass Valley Fire Department said in a Facebook post that the Office of Emergency Services assigned to the OES Strike Team 4806A. Was patrolling structures affected by the fire when they found an unlikely pair of animals impacted by the fire.
Oh my.
And this is the big fires out in California, folks. So in the doorway of the home, though, they found a cat and a chicken huddled together for safety and support.
Wow.
The department said firefighters were able to coax both animals into sharing a common carrier, and they were taken to the SPCA.
Aww.
Always have your pets spayed or neutered.
Yep.
Where veterinarians treated their burn wounds.
Ooh.
Oh, that's sad. The firefighters checked on the pair a day later. Both the cat and chicken are expected to make full recoveries from their injuries. Well, you know, I think they're going to be best friends.
You think they're going to be best friends? You don't think the cat, you don't think eventually when they heal, the cat's going to eat the chicken? I think the cat's going to try to eat the chicken. If I were the cat, I'd try to eat the chicken.
And well, anyways, that's enough of my news, Anthony. Back to you.
All right. Thanks, Joe. Do you want to be of this disjointed experience? Then give us a call at 813-327-8566. This week on This Way Out, a Berlin museum captures decades of German queer life and culture. Trump weaponizes so-called religious freedom at home and abroad. Thousands protest a Japanese MP's homophobic slurs. Two Zambonian men face 14 years in prison for private consensual sex. A record Jerusalem Pride crowd keeps heat on BB, I guess it's BB, over surrogacy exclusion. World Cup 2022 host Qatar may have already violated its FIFA agreement barring anti-queer bias. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT radio magazine. Monday nights at 9 Eastern on Cheyampa Radio, right after the Joe and Anthony Show. Hang tight, folks. The world will be retro-inverted poopy-droopy again in 4 minutes. What the fuck? Oh, there you go. God. Damn it.
Everybody, this is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne for Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer and Kent Cigarettes and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retromercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Cheyenne for Radio. Flashback.
Excellent, really.
You're listening in on a hidden microphone at Chicago's world-famous Cricket's Restaurant. Tonight, along with a complimentary meal, we're secretly replacing the fresh brewed coffee usually served here with Folgers Crystals. Will it be rich enough for our special guests?
It has a nice rich coffee flavor.
It's Folgers Crystals.
Oh, you gotta be kidding. This can't be instant coffee. 10 being the highest, I rate it as 10.
Mountain-grown Folgers Crystals. Coffee rich enough to be served in America's finest restaurants.
Milking our bandwidth for all it's worth with Shoutcast Streaming Audio.
This is CPRMetro.org, Community Progressive Radio for the metropolitan New York area and the world, and I'm Don DeBar. I'd like to speak with you about a couple of things. First, we need to grow our audience, and we need your help to do that. Please, using whatever social media you have, post links to the website cprmetro.org and to our Facebook page. We also need to raise money to pay the bills here. We spend about $330 a month to stream over the internet, and we have equipment that we have to replace from time to time. We'd even like to buy new equipment so that we can go out in the field and add more producers. Again, you can help. The donate button on our website is a convenient way to help us out. Finally, our 30-minute daily newscast, the CPR News, and our Sunday special, CPR Sunday, are available for air on radio stations and public access TV stations. Please contact your local radio station and public access TV station and ask them to carry it. Be persistent. Help us reach as many people as possible. We rely on you for support, and we appreciate all the support you give us. Thank you.
Listen, we're not NPR. We only ask that you talk up once in a while. Keep your wallets in your pocket, and if you happen to have on one flat and one pump, well, we have some wisdom for you, and that is keep it tuned to WEED for your oral caffeine.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznat from NullSoft Shoutcast.
All right, go ahead and cue Roger.
Welcome back. Roger here. Yay. Thank God it's Monday, because up next it's Anthony's crazy Florida news. But first, I want to tell you to tune into these fine shows we carry on Chiampa Radio. From our friends at Radio4All.net, we give you traffic with Topper's radio show with Gil, and Upfront Soul all night long with Sanguine Fromage. Yeah. We're also excited to be carrying Headphone Meditations with John Dubose every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Eastern. Be sure to visit Chiampa.info for our complete broadcast schedule. Now, why don't you go grab your bongs, biatches, so we can get started with Anthony's crazy Florida weather. Take it away, Anthony.
Hey, thanks, Roger.
You're welcome, Anthony. You're welcome, Anthony.
Thank you, Roger.
You're welcome, Anthony.
No problem. Thank you, Roger.
You're welcome, Joe.
Okay, fantastic. Wow. So, when is John's next live show? It was last week was his last, so this week isn't, right?
That's correct. His next live show will be August 15th.
Okay, that's what I thought. I just wanted to make sure my timing was correct, because I kind of lose track of time sometimes, because time is...
I'll tell you something, though. When his live show does come, I'm really psyched to come home and kind of relax and just chill out and do something and listen to the show.
Oh, no, I totally understand that. And I don't,
because a lot of the music I've never heard of before. Never.
No, and a lot of it's new to me, too, so I quite enjoy it. It's definitely a musical experience one must at least try to experience at least once or twice themselves.
But you got some crazy Florida news, don't you?
And some Florida weather. So before we get started with crazy Florida news, it's time for your Chiampa weather from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. I'm just all over the place tonight. Pardon me, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just a little flustered this evening. Ooh, yes. So, all right. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently mostly cloudy and 87 degrees with a humidity of 59% and a heat index of 93 degrees. The dew point is 71 degrees and visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, will be partly cloudy with a low around 77. On Tuesday, a 40% chance of scattered showers and storms after 1 in the afternoon. Mostly sunny with a high near 92. Heat index values as high as 101. Tuesday night, 40% chance of scattered showers and storms before 11 in the evening. Partly cloudy with a low around 78. On Wednesday, a 30% chance of scattered showers and storms after 2 in the afternoon. Mostly sunny with a high near 91. Heat index values as high as 100 degrees. Wednesday night, 30% chance of scattered showers and storms before 8 p.m. Partly cloudy with a low around 78. Ooh, it's time for your crazy Florida news. I don't know why I'm talking like that.
Sound like a little Smurf.
Oh, I have no clue. Oh.
It's Chiampa Internet Radio.
It is, with some weed around there somewhere. We have a few of these in the back. Each studio opened with its own intake device. But we're much more than weed. We are much more.
That's
than
correct.
Weed.
Well, the station is much more than
the weed. Station is much more than weed. Well, we're more than weed too, because I talk about crazy Florida stuff and you talk about stuff. So we kind of anyway. It doesn't matter. The Tampa Bay Times brings us our first Florida news story of the night about how to up your charges after being arrested for shoplifting. Rachel, is that Rochelle? It's Rochelle. Rochelle, a 30-year-old woman from St. Petersburg, was arrested on Sunday after an off-duty officer witnessed her stealing clothes and hiding them in a lunchbox. Rochelle would push a cart into walkways to check for employees, then retreat into the aisle to hide more clothes in the lunchbox, shielding her face when she saw employees walk by, according to police reports. Rochelle. Rochelle was stopped by the power of my burp.
That's a lifestyle.
That is something. That was definitely something. Wow. Let's pause on that one for a moment. That was a lot of seltzer water. Rochelle was saying she was stopped while leaving the store and admitted to stealing. The police were contacted and she was picked up and transported to the county jail. Nothing too exciting, right? Well, this is Florida. So, while she was being transported to the county jail, Rochelle was observed smoking something in the back of the police cruiser. Rochelle was removed from the back of the cruiser and had her hands down her pants. However, the officer couldn't find anything in the cruiser or on Rochelle's person, according to reports. She is, but then she arrived at the jail. That's where her luck changes. After she arrived at the jail, Rochelle, and after apparently a police pat down, Rochelle removed a crack pipe with cocaine residue and 4.5 grams of Xanax from her vagina during a search. Yeah, they're like little carrying cases. I'm like, I want a vagina just so I can carry my wallet in it. You know, I mean, why the hell do women have purses if they can carry all this shit in their vagina? Jesus, right? I am all about efficiency. Let me tell you.
Is there a zipper for security?
Well, I guess you could put a zipper on your panties or something. You know. All right, so
I can imagine you can keep those like, little glass marbles for extra weight.
Oh boy. Wow, we really turned a corner on this one, didn't we? I think they already sell those and they're for other purposes. Rochelle was charged with felony petty theft, possession of cocaine, possession of elazepam, which is Xanax, and two counts of introducing contraband into a county detention facility. She is currently being held in the county jail. Okay. The vagina purse. Wow. So let's move on. It is Florida. The Pensacola News Journal brings us our next Florida news story of the night about a Pensacola man who decided to stand his ground against litter bugs. Tyson, 35, allegedly approached an unidentified man at Blackwater River State Park around 4:30 in the afternoon on Sunday and started arguing about a cigarette that the victim had thrown on the ground. The victim told the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office that Tyson approached him aggressively and that he told him to leave, at which point Tyson went to his campsite, reached into a bag, and pulled out a handgun. Tyson then allegedly made statements like, "What are you going to do now?" and fired one shot. The victim said Tyson put the gun away and pulled out a large knife, also making threatening gestures with it. Deputies found Tyson nearby and reportedly said he took issue with the man throwing the cigarette on the ground, so he approached him. Tyson said the victim and the woman with the victim started cursing at him and his wife, so his wife grabbed the gun and handed it to him. However, Tyson denied brandishing the gun or using the gun or knife in a threatening manner. He was charged with two counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon without the intent to kill and one count of firing a weapon. He was booked at the Santa Rosa County Jail on Sunday and participated in Florida's catch and release program the same day with a $10,500 bond.
What does it take to not be part of that program? How do you get invalidated from that program?
Murder. You have to kill. Murder is definitely one. Does manslaughter, even like reckless manslaughter, they'll let you go out on a low bond. So it has to be like a murder, a high drug possession, or any like certain federal offenses. But generally, yeah, most of the time you're gonna skate out. Oh, child related offenses. Yeah, like child molesters, child abusers, stuff like that. They don't, and wife beaters. They don't participate in the catch and release program. Okay. Everything else pretty much does. And I think even as I said, reckless manslaughter does as well. So let's move on.
Okay.
Let's move on. Where's my button? Here's my
moving
button.
Moving along with buttons of mine.
Buttons. Yeehaw. So you don't get a naked Florida news story because you got a naked New Hampshire story, and apparently my phone alarm is going off to remind me to take something. Well, you know what happens when you get old. Anywho, our final story comes from WKMG Click Orlando and brings us another runaway forklift story. Remember last week? We had one last week. An officer approached Bradley, who was in the stolen forklift, after he saw Bradley park in a handicapped spot with a piece of heavy equipment that had a mattress on it while talking to himself, swearing and throwing his hands up in the air. Yes, exactly. He was all kinds of crazy. When questioned, Bradley first told the officer that he saw the forklift and thought it was the same one stolen from his boss in Alabama. Later, Bradley said that he really took the $38,000 piece of industrial vehicle, the $38,000 industrial vehicle, because the keys were in the ignition and he was tired of walking.
Good reason, according to
police reports. Police arrested Bradley and he was charged with grand theft. In April 2016, Bradley took a forklift from behind a Best Buy store in Daytona Beach, used the forklift to move some boxes, then took it for a spin to the Bo Beavens restaurant. When Daytona Beach police asked why he took the forklift, Bradley's response was that it was better than walking. Industrial vehicles appear to be the choice of transportation of choice when people are in need of a ride, as Florida Keys man was accused in March of stealing a forklift and crashing it because he said he lost his car keys he needed to drive home. And then, of course, we had the one last week. And that's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
Well, before we go back before we go back to Betty, and we can kind of merge this into TP too. So, remembering back to your times with philosophy. You discussed the different, points of view on how to get by and such. What viewpoint would this person have been following?
I don't know. that information has long been overwritten. And that's your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
Welcome to Chiampa Radio. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Chiampa Radio anytime at 813-327-8566. And you two can hang out in the studio with these two idiots.
That's
be
us.
Be a part of this unique studio experience.
Unique.
But now, go grab your bongs, bitches, because your two lovable stoners are going to start babbling on about this or that. Hold on. Woohoo. Here it comes. Plethora. Monday. Take it away, guys.
Operators are standing by. Call 813-327-8566.
Yep, we got operators standing by. The red light is on the phone. Nobody's in the phone booth in front of the Chiampa studio. We can take your call.
So I asked that because there's a certain philosophy point of view that says, okay, well, if something is there and I need something, then I'm going to take it.
I think that falls under heathenism.
Okay.
I believe so.
And it may not necessarily be, a moral issue. It may just be an ethical issue.
True.
That's very important in philosophy. I learned that. There's a difference between ethical issues and moral issues.
Correct.
And, you know, sometimes you gotta just say, be damned with ethical, because something needs to be done.
Yep, so you take the forklift and then get arrested. Again.
And then you can read about philosophy in jail.
There you go. You can read about philosophy in Lhaka. Wow.
I think of prisoners' Kindles so they can read books and such. That would be so much easier. Just give them a fucking cheap-ass piece of plastic that doesn't do shit but read books.
Yeah, I don't know. It would probably become a weapon of some sort.
They would file it down.
Something. I mean, there's glass on those things. Those things have glass on them.
Well, I thought the ones that don't have backlights, I thought those were plastic.
Maybe. I don't even... But yeah, I actually have one.
Those have like a Etch-a-Sketch kind of screen.
Yes, well, I have one. Glass. I love it. I think it is still glass, though. I love it, but they've long, long stopped making those.
Mm. Well, I don't know, but I gotta say... the weather's been crazy. The city of Chicago itself has been crazy. It sounds like you've got some Florida heat and swamp ass issues going on.
Oh my God.
What's that all about?
No, it's just this time of year. It just gets so hot and so humid. Mm-hmm. And even if you're inside, humidity inside, it can be cold as fuck, but it's still humid inside. So you still, certain parts of you sweat. And of course, down here, we just call it swamp ass. Because it's your ass. You sit out, if you're walking or sitting or whatever you're doing, chances are, especially when it gets the heat index as high as it's been getting, your ass just gets all just swampy. Welcome to Florida. And it's not even as bad here as it is like in Miami. Oh my goodness, forget that shit. I would not want to be dealing with that swamp ass down in Miami. It's much hotter and more humid down there.
So, I mean, what do people do? Just hang out in the hotels and their houses? And
no, you go on your daily life and you use a lot of baby powder and cornstarch.
Oh, my God.
That's
why there's that certain odor.
Yeah, that's the odor of the South in the summer. It's called cornstarch. That's how you get past it.
I can just imagine, though, that you're inside air-conditioned space or you've got, like, a really cool... garden that kind of keeps you cool naturally.
I think you can probably do the naturally cool garden, but then of course you would be eaten alive by all the bugs within like a minute of being out in that garden. So you would be cool, but scratching your ass off. I've had a bite on my arm that's taken a week and a half now to heal. Yeah, whatever the fuck it was bit me on my wrist, and the thing, like, swelled up, and it got huge. I was starting to wonder if I should go into, like, the urgent care or something, but I kind of toughed it out another day or so. Now it's getting better. But, yeah, for a while, I'm just like, oh, it was just bad, and it itched, and it was not pretty.
Bloody hell.
So, I heard the gong.
The gong means we got 2 minutes and 30 seconds left until we go into the ugly lights.
Wow. So, I actually picked up a Texan shortwave radio.
Ooh.
Yes, it can pick up broadcasts in the long wave band from 100 kilohertz to all the way up to 20 megahertz.
Wow.
It also can do the FM band and the air band. And
oh, wow.
It's proved to be a very interesting experience.
Has it now? That's quite interesting.
Tune your dial and just be patient to listen and find something.
So you've been finding a lot then?
I've been finding a lot of religious stations because they're extremely powerful.
Oh, that's kind of scary, but yeah.
There are some things that I'm just not going to find because of where I'm located in the city. There's just, and especially with the new building that just got put up, signals are dampened.
True.
I strung up an antenna, which does help, but even still, I need to take this thing like out to the lake.
There you go.
That would be an ideal situation. Yeah, kind of get away too from all the interference.
True, yeah, I'm sure there's a lot right in your immediate area.
The modem, the laser printer, Roger, desktop, the monitors, the lights, the mixer.
The cat.
The phone, the cat.
How is the cat doing?
The one cat remaining is okay.
Well, that's good to hear.
Yeah.
All right.
where are we at here?
We are waiting for the ugly lights to come on in 50 seconds.
Take one last hit, then.
You should do that. You do that. You can do that.
It looks like the one credit card that's attached to the favorite airlines we like to use is getting down of payments. We might have to consider.
Oh.
The trippage.
Oh, a trip. Yeah, trips are always fun.
Yeah, well, we do need to have our overdue quarterly meetings.
Or annual meeting, yeah.
Yes.
We do. I consider these broadcasts a meeting. These are our meetings. I wonder if we should just classify. These are our meetings. These are our station meetings.
Right.
Our company meetings here. And here we go.
Oh, hello, Ugly Lights. How are you?
Yeah, the Ugly Lights are back. And, oh, goodness.
Are you in Piccolobe Zone?
I am Piccolobe Zone. Hey, folks, it looks like the Ugly Lights are coming on, and I forgot to write some copies. So I want to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your own special way. And this damn cat just won't get out of the control room. I don't know what the hell the problem is.
Glad you could join us for the Joe and Anthony Show tonight here on the Sha-Ampa Radio. Remember, all times Eastern, be sure to check out Weekend with Joe now at its new time, Saturdays at 6 p.m. Then be sure to check out the World Labor Hour on Saturdays live at noon. Then again on Sundays at noon, and then again a recast on Sundays at 7 p.m.
Wow.
We are excited to bring you a new labor-oriented program here in the Chicago studios, Labor Express Radio, hosted by Jeremy Mead Lucero over at Lumpin' Radio, 105.5 FM. You can catch Lumpin' Express Radio on Sundays at 9 p.m. Remember, all times are Eastern.
Yeah, and you can make your morning commute more commutable. Weekday Rush Hour hosted by Betty. She gives some weird shit going on, and I've been listening to her again lately because I've been having the opportunity to do so, and I've been quite enjoying myself. She seems to be doing all right. We got to tend to her a little bit. Got to tend to the garden. And then on your drive home, you can catch Traffic with Toppers weekday afternoon starting at 3:30 Eastern. Gil dusts off the most obscure music and combines it with his own brand of comedy that is... That will make your ride home more enjoyable.
Yes.
Yes.
It's 4:20 somewhere, and that means I'm in programming Technique audio heaven. You know, folks, since you're here, just keep one of your devices tuned to Sha-Ampa Radio and leave it on in the background. That's Sha-Ampa Radio.
This
is chiampa.info. You can see our most current broadcast schedule, our social medias, and much, much more.
Mm-hmm.
Continue banter. More plugs as necessary.
I'm eating a chocolate-covered peanut, and it's delicious.
Ooh, that does sound delicious. But I've had my delicious quota. I'm actually looking at flights for November 9th, Friday,
okay,
through Tuesday, November 13th. And they are all very expensive.
Oh, are they really? Wow.
Oh, wait. Here we go. There's an 8:10 p.m. to 11:40 on Friday for 108.
Okay.
And a return 11:30 to 1:20 on Tuesday.
11:30 in the morning?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or 5:55 in the morning for 119.
That's early.
But the 11:30 is also good.
And true.
That's also cheap.
That's an option. That's not a bad option.
Mm-hmm. So, folks, we may have something working.
We may have a live broadcast in November scheduled. Yeah. So, well, we have a live one every week, but you know, a live in studio, live one. Anyway, thanks everyone for tuning in tonight. We will be back next week. Check out our blog at Sha-Ampa.info. Remember, folks, don't drive a forklift naked through the gym after you were smoking crack in the back of a police cruiser after riding an air guitarist with your 95-year-old grandmother. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for a brand new episode of This Way Out with an E.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with an E.
Okay. I think it works. Where's the button?
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio, Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.